بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We move on to study the chapter that deals with الاعتكاف. And الاعتكاف is translated into English as seclusion. It is when you put yourself intentionally in the masjid and not leave it except for what is needed. This is called i'tikaf. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned it in the Quran. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged on it by doing it himself and also his companions. And the reward of it is great and high, but it is not mandatory. It is only sunnah and it's recommended. And what is the use? What are the benefits of i'tikaf? One would say, don't we always encourage people to stay away from deviant sects and their doings? So isn't i'tikaf part of what they're doing? And the answer is definitely not. I'tikaf takes time once in a year. And it's only 10 nights of the year. And it is so great that those who have tried it would not think of leaving it. What are the benefits of i'tikaf? Each one of us needs from time to time to be alone with himself, to be alone and think and contemplate. We are in this life like things put in a windmill. We keep on moving and running and turning, unable to stop and think. From the beginning of the day till we go to sleep. People who are not practicing, they don't have this at all. Not only those who are not practicing, even those who are practicing. They're so engaged in so many things, but they don't have time for themselves to contemplate, to reflect about what they had done. That is why you need these 10 nights to reignite, recharge your heart. Because when you sit these 10 nights in i'tikaf, what are you doing? I'm sitting with my buddies, with my friends, with chit-chatting, laughing, jokes, playing games in the masjid. MashaAllah. This is not i'tikaf. This is summer camp, maybe. This is Sunday activities, maybe. But this is not i'tikaf. I'tikaf is that you go and you talk to no one. You occupy your day and night by prayer, by reciting the Quran, by making dhikr. And believe me, once you do this after 3 hours, you feel bored. Because I'm not used to this. I need music, I need movies, I need something to make me chill and make me relax. I need a friend to talk to. So I go to my friend, and my friend is not paying any attention. He's making dhikr, he's reading the Quran. Whenever I talk to him, he says, yes, no, that's it. After a day or two, you start to taste the feeling, the beauty of being alone, of thinking. You start to look at people and see, MashaAllah, this guy has been praying for 7 hours and he's still doing it. And he's over 70. That's strange. That guy, MashaAllah, is reading the Quran and he finishes so much of the Quran. MashaAllah, that guy is making dhikr. That guy is and I'm the only one who's just watching people. I have something wrong. So, i'tikaf is one of the great deeds in Islam. However, some scholars said that i'tikaf can only be in 3 masjids. Al-Masjid al-Haram, Al-Masjid of Al-Madinah, Masjid al-Nabawi, and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. And this is the opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani, may Allah have mercy on his soul, and other scholars. because the Prophet said والسلام, that there is no i'tikaf except in these three masjids. But the majority of scholars, like Sheikh bin Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, Ibn Taymiyyah, and other scholars said, no, this hadith means that the perfect and the most rewardable i'tikaf is in these three masjids, but it is permissible to do it in other masjids because Allah Azza wa Jal stated in the Quran that when you are in i'tikaf, you should not approach women. And do not approach women while you are making i'tikaf in the masajid. And he did not say the three masjids, he said any masjid. So on one hand, people restricted i'tikaf to be only in the three masjid. On the other hand, people made i'tikaf possible in any place, even in prayer halls, even in offices, even in any place that people pray in. And this is also wrong. And the most authentic opinion is that i'tikaf is permissible in any masjid that has Jum'ah, that Friday is being prayed in. Why? Because if you're going to stay for 10 nights, what will you do on Friday if they don't have a Friday? You'll be forced to leave and go to a masjid. But this is not the way it should be. You should, from the start, have your i'tikaf in a masjid where it has a Friday speech. But prayer halls, no, this is not permitted and it's not acceptable. Moving on to hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Who will read that for us?
Narrated Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to practice itikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan till he died. And then his wives used to practice itikaf after him. In another narration, he used to perform itikaf every Ramadan. He would enter his itikaf place when he has prayed Fajr.
Now, this hadith made some scholars say that the Prophet ﷺ used to enter itikaf when he prayed Fajr. But the prayer of Fajr means that he is making itikaf on the daytime. What about the night before it? Because the night before it is the beginning of the day. So scholars differed, and the most authentic opinion is that the Prophet ﷺ would begin his i'tikaf after sunset. And he would pray Maghrib and he would start his i'tikaf. But he would not enter the tent designated or the place where he makes i'tikaf except after Fajr. And this is the most authentic opinion. When to begin i'tikaf? The answer is after sunset. So for me, if today is 20, when the sun sets, this indicates that the 21st has begun, right? So once the sun sets, I enter my i'tikaf, because the beginning of the last 10 nights is the 21st. And when do I come out from my i'tikaf? Is it Fajr? The answer is, it's an issue of dispute, but the most authentic opinion is, no, you exit from your i'tikaf when the last day of Ramadan is over. And the last day of Ramadan is over when the sun sets. So after praying Maghrib, you go home. If you would like to stay until Fajr, this is up to you. But it is not part of Ramadan, because if the sun sets today, do we pray Taraweeh if tomorrow is Eid? No. Why? Because Ramadan is over. And that is why if someone makes Umrah after the sunset of the last day of Ramadan, is he considered to be performing Umrah in Ramadan and he has the reward of Hajj with the Prophet? The answer is no. It must have been before sunset. So in this hadith, we learn that the Prophet used to every year offers i'tikaf, and so did his wives after him. Only 1 year the Prophet skipped i'tikaf. Of course, that is when he is residing. There are, for example, when he went to the conquest of Mecca, it was in Ramadan. Did he make i'tikaf? He was traveling. But through his stay in Medina, he never skipped i'tikaf except once. As in the Sahih Bukhari, when he started his i'tikaf, he had a tent for himself and for Aisha. And it appeared that Aisha was responsible because she's the first one who requested the Prophet's permission. And then Hafsa came and requested permission from Aisha. And Hafsa and Aisha were always on the same team. So Hafsa requested and Aisha immediately gave her the permission. When Zainab saw this, she came and put her tent as well, not caring about Aisha, not caring about anyone. When the Prophet came after Fajr alayhi salatu wasalam, and he saw these tents, he said, what is this? The masjid is full of tents. I had one only for me. They said, this is for Aisha, this is for Zainab, this is for Hafsa. And then the Prophet alayhi salam figured it out and said, are they seeking Allah's pleasure? No, by Allah, they're not seeking Allah's pleasure. It's their jealousy only. Move all the tents out, and I'm not making i'tikaf. And the Prophet skipped i'tikaf. We have a short break. Stay tuned, inshallah. We'll be right back.